to revise certain provisions related to background checks for substitute teachers.
Senate Bill 117 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Stuyvesant.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you. I have an amendment at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Sutton moves that Senate Bill 117 be amended as follows. On page 1 of the printed bill, delete lines 6 to 11.
Go ahead and read it.
Did you request?
Oh, no, that's fine. Just waive it. I'll go ahead. That's fine.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the Sutton motion to amend.
Madam President.
Senator Sutton.
Permission to speak to the bill and the amended bill now?
That's granted.
Thank you. I bring this bill before you for some situations that I've run across in my local school district and some districts close by. What we were trying to do is this last year we passed background check legislation, which I think was very important that we ensure that the people that are in front of the students and in contact with students are safe and are not do not have a criminal background. So in doing so, there's always occurrences to where certain legislation maybe can be tweaked a little bit in order to make it a little bit better. What this legislation will do would be to say that a substitute teacher who teaches in one particular district may, if in writing and gets a written request, can have that background check shared with another district within a 5-year span. So if Dan Sutton subs in Flanders School District for 5 years, and then I decide that I move to Rapid City for some reason and I want to substitute in that particular school district, then I would have to get another background check. So it does cover you for the 5-year span, but after that, you need to get another one if you leave your first district or first districts. The other thing about the bill was in committee, there was some support for extending that privilege of sharing that background information to school employees. Some school districts, and I wasn't aware of this, shared janitorial services is probably the best example I can think of. And therefore, they wanted to know if that information could be also used and also shared among districts. So what we did was delete a certain section of the bill because that's all that was redundant. It was already, it was more informational and it was already in statute. So therefore, to make it a little bit shorter, and I have worked with the educational groups and Jeff Fox, the lobbyists, in trying to get this bill to the point where it was acceptable to all parties. And what we did in the very last part was make sure that, you know, if it's transferred to any additional school district from the initial school district that obtained the criminal background check investigation, if the additional school district or school district employee requests in writing. And I had some concern about sharing that background information if there was privacy issues with it. So I brought it down to the Attorney General's office and had them review it. And they thought it was important that I have a written release authorizing the transfer. So I had that put also into the bill, and you'll find that in the last line of the amendment. So I bring this bill to make it permissive to share that criminal background information, and hopefully this will aid school districts in not having the cumbersome task of requiring that every time a sub comes they have to get a new background check. I firmly believe that 5 years is reasonable. And that this will really help and clean up this legislation and make it even better. I would be happy to answer any questions that any member of the body may have.
Further remarks on the Sutton motion to amend? Hearing none, the question is the Sutton motion to amend Senate Bill 117. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 117 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 117 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig? Dennard? Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagan. Hange.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Huttmacher.
Aye.
Cleven.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koskin.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Bitter.
Aye.
Valesky.
Yeah.
Whiting. Senator Bogue.
No.
Senator DeHuick. Madam President, ayes 30, nays 3, excused 1.
Senate Bill 117 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed as amended. Are there questions on its title?
Madam President, I have a title amendment at the desk.
Good. Senator Sutton moves the title to Senate Bill 117 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 2.
I'll waive the reading.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Are there remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Senator Sutton motion for the title amendment to 117. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. The title is thus amended.